First of all, let me preface this with a little disclaimer. Reading something that was written in order to be read is one thing, but trying to translate it into voice is another problem entirely. And I do the best that I can, but there's a little bit of stumbling going on here, so you just have to bear with me. Thank you. This is called Don't Worry, Be Happy. It's by Melanie, January the 2nd, 2008. Don't worry, be happy now. When we wake up in the middle of the night from a nightmare or a bad dream, we then sit up, look around, and wonder, and say to ourselves, that dream was so realistic. Thank goodness it was just a dream. Here I am safe and well. What a relief. Nothing actually happened, did it? Sometimes our night dreams are so vivid, we want to escape the terror, so we wake up from the fear. Now imagine your waking day life. Your day life is just another dream. It is an extension or continuation of this story of eternity, worlds within worlds. So anything you don't like in this day dream, you can wake up from, just as you wake up from a nighttime nightmare. Awakening is to realize you don't actually exist. You are a phantom, a figment of your conditioned imagination. We take ourselves seriously and imagine we are this separate little person living in a separate personal story. In reality, we are one being living and experiencing this eternal story, conception. You can read all about this mass awakening from the Internet Library. There you will find a gold mine of information from many, many book writers of non-duality. This realization is the stark truth of our reality. It's not dogma or religion. It is fact. Most of the great mystics, philosophers, and sagas of our time include all metaphorical figures, including Jesus and the Buddha, spoke about non-duality. We are a temporal appearance in this dance of life, with a unique but limited individual perspective due to our limited finite mind, body, organism. It's a bit like a tiny cell inside your body. It has a very small lifespan. For one very good reason. It dies, and as it dies, it is instantaneously replaced by a brand new cell, keeping the organism alive and in good health. This is a good analogy because we can point to the illusion of birth and death. The tiny cell in your body dies for the good and survival of the whole organism. So nothing is being born or dying only as appearance. Remember the metaphor Jesus talked about, the eternal life. Not in a literal sense for the individual organism, but for the whole organism, the one being. We are an aspect, a tiny divine spark of the infinite one being. We are the experiencing in physicality, a myriad of diverse forms, including all animals, fish, plants, and trees, but not separate, just as the fertilized egg forms a new born baby and appears from out of the mother, appearing to be separate, but not really. She was the unseparated source of the baby's appearance. All these apparent things are the substance of the dream, the dreamed. We are the dreamed. And the dreamed cannot dream because the dreamed don't exist, except as an appearance. Nothing is in any shape or form separate within the dream. Everything manifests from that which precedes it. Every thought we think appears. appears in our awareness triggered by sensory data. All data is already conceived, perfect and whole. We are exact copies of this data, like a hologram. Data is hidden from our consciousness until our senses seek it out on demand. It will then reveal itself, consciousness aware of itself. It is one with the knowing, awareness. The data is reorganized via our brain. The brain is the antenna. The data does not come from the brain, as we might believe. For what is a brain? And can you find data inside it when you cut it open? Like a radio does not contain the music and the voices inside of it. The radio is picking up the signals from the surrounding airwaves, so you cannot find any data inside the brain. Data is nowhere and everywhere. It is picked up via our brain, triggered by our senses on demand. When the entity, organism, needs it for its apparent survival. All thoughts are triggered by preceding thoughts, creating the appearance of life. So on and on the dance of life for one goes. The story is being played as though is played pardon me the story is being played through us as us. It has got us, we have got it. That is a comfort and relief for some. When we resist this realization, we might suffer because we are going against the natural flow, Tao, the way. When we sit back and relax into the flow, the moment, our lives will transform beyond belief. Know that you are eternal divine wisdom experiencing, and know that suffering is a mind-made illusion. It is apparent only, and it is there to help you see clarity, for you will not know the sweetness until you know the bitter. When this illusion is seen through, you see beauty and good. This is why the Buddha was known to have laughed a lot. Clarity is that still small place in your being. When your actions and thoughts are stilled, you are in that place. When you are in deep sleep you are blissfully unaware of the world, and yet you are alive, also the living embryo, aware but not conscious, only becoming conscious through sensation giving birth to the idea of separateness. In reality, you are awareness, not the body. The body is the vehicle for awareness, a vehicle for experiencing to appear in its own dream. That is who you are by nature, awareness. When we awake from our deep sleep, we are conscious. We become self-conscious, self-aware of self, self-conscious. When we awake to the realization of the nature of oneness, we can take control of our lives. We can be more productive, happier, knowing it is a dream. We become lucid. We can die before we die. Suddenly life can feel more beautiful, meaningful, and have a richness that was never felt before, a blissful intensity that can arise as never before. It can feel magical, like that of a good night time dream, one that you can never want to wake up from. When we wake up from this realization, we know that this life is a wonderful, amazing dream come true. It is the dream of the One. We are the many of the One. It is the One dream animated to real life as us. How often do we appreciate this fleeting appearance of our apparent being? It is when we are taking ourselves too seriously, we will suffer. We need to let go and trust in the universe. But then who wants to trust in an apparent driverless driver? That is why we apparently make the futile attempt to control events in our life, but we don't really need to do that. We just need to know.